Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Transmissions from Colony One.
Ever since we came back from the moon, finding survivors has been my priority.
I'd love to search for my people too, but our priorities have shifted. We have a launch window to meet.
A grid of magnets perfectly placed in this valley. During the landing sequence, when the thrusters are burning full, an EM tether descends down from the supply batch, links, and reels the supplies in.
The South Pole Thermonuclear Array. Over 1,100 4-megaton thermonuclear explosives buried in the ice in Planum Austral, ready for detonation as part of MECD's terraforming protocol. Before we eventually detonate the array, I propose we extract 5, maybe 6 bombs.
There is likely still intact genetic material in the bodies of those we've buried outside the colony. Orlando and Jennifer's bodies also likely retain some genetic material I can use.
Medical capsule 216. Supply capsules 372 and 401. Tartarus Montes. We need the supplies, and we're going to bring back Jennifer and Orlando's remains and give them a proper burial. The hell is that?
The main launch vehicle will be MECD-3's Maya rocket. Attached to this will be the Scorpion spacecraft, MECD-3's lander.
The main body of the launch vehicle will be Space Station Hercules.
They're bringing the space station to Mars?
That's our supply craft. All the docking arms will be detached and secured to the side of the station.
Master Rover 3 is packed and ready for Sam and Tim's EVA.
Take care of yourselves, too. We'll be back in about a week.
All right. Our first thermonuclear extraction.
Comfy, Connor? You're gonna be zip-tied in here for the better part of 10 hours.
He sounds content.
You ready?
3.1 kilometers down. 3.1 kilometers up. Head first. Commencing winch descent.
Supply transport ship, Pacific Ocean.
Warring machines?
Luke makes a convincing argument with his designs that will cut down on personnel.
Yeah, I understand. Look, I'm looking at his schematics and renders on my tablet now. Just cutting it a bit close with supply requests. This ensures we have to bring all 4 ships back.
I have Max locating all the materials he needs, Goodwin. By the time your ships get back to Long Beach, everything will be waiting for you there, ready to load up.
Do we even have room for this added cargo?
No, but as long as they're secured in Fedora's 3D printed webbing, then it doesn't matter.
I'm watching the days to the launch window winding down more and more. Forgive me if I'm getting a little concerned about getting everything done on time.
We're still on schedule, Jane. The only real delays that could arise are with the launch vehicle construction.
Or your crew on Mars getting bogged down with another storm.
Colony One's the least of our worries. They'll be ready for us. Getting a call from Max now. Over and out.
Never a moment's peace, Jane.
Yeah. Beats what those sons of bitches are doing on the South Pole of Mars right now.
Thank you.
Site 1, plane on Lost Rail. 4 hours, 39 minutes into descent.
Depth report is 2.7 kilometers.
Confirmed. I read the same. The grooves from the drill are still intact down here. Should be a smooth ascent once we've got it reprogrammed. However long that will take. You have dinner yet?
Freeze-dried tofu with freeze-dried spinach. Not exactly what I'd call a Thanksgiving dinner. How are you doing down there?
Hungry. Tired. I admit I've never been claustrophobic, but being inside a 46-inch diameter ice tunnel deep in the South Pole ice slowly descending towards a thermonuclear explosive, that kind of experience can change a man.
You're getting closer, though.
Oh, I'm going to sleep like a coma after this is all done.
You're not really pumping me up for my descent tomorrow.
Good. Have no illusions. Oh, remember your ISO training back on Earth, and you'll make it. How's Connor?
I checked on him 20 minutes ago. Aching and bitching.
Good to hear.
I still have hope that you are alive. This broadcast has been programmed to play once every 30 minutes. If this attempt to reach you is successful, please contact us. Again, this is Commander Zhao Li, calling any and all survivors. Please, over and out. Ah, Scott, I have a favor.
What is it?
I have this recording I made. Can you program the comm system to repeat it every 30 minutes on all the loudspeakers in the base?
Huh.
I don't know, Scott. As a just in case, I was thinking we could...
On it, Commander.
Oh, great. I have instructions for how to load in the Colony 1 frequency here and how to operate the system. I know I should put this matter to bed. It's been months looking for survivors. And I know now there's a better chance of finding people on Mars than Earth after a gamma ray burst. But it's not hurting anything, so... Thank you, Scott.
Thermonuclear extraction site 1. Plane on Lost Rail. 5 hours, 18 minutes into descent.
I have visual. At least I hope this is it. Just a pile of loose snow.
That ice you've been chiseling's gotta go somewhere, Vasily. Must have broken up when it's tumbled down to the bottom.
It's what I'm thinking. About 3 meters to go. Open. I see the wiring harness.
path to Rover 1.
Blue and yellow striped wire bundle looks like an old PCI cable.
Give me a moment. I see it.
Go ahead and unplug that, and then there should be two ribbon cables to the left of that port. Go ahead and unplug those two.
Give me a sec.
Want to make sure everything in the system is reset.
Charlie horse for about the last 40, 50 minutes. And if I could walk outside for 2 minutes, all right, then I could come back in here.
It should be up in 3 to 4 hours, Connor. You'll stretch then.
Logic board is free.
Now reach into your supply pack and the logic board and fasten it into place. Easy does it.
Can you shut him up, Nicole?
You're still on Vox, Connor. We're trying to work.
Son of a...
Temporary housing unit. 6 hours later.
Oh, Borgia! My fantasy realized.
Looks like Tim's been making magnets like gangbusters for Walter's landing guidance system. Guess there's some use for him yet.
Honestly, if none of you can figure out that Tim has some kind of deceptive trick up his sleeve, you all deserve to die.
A trick up his sleeve.
You have the man working magnesium fires, forging metal, magnetic devices. You don't think he's planning something? Some kind of act of vengeance?
You remember during our simulations in the Antarctic colony when Yuki and Gerhard had their rover ditch them in that crevice? I can still hear Yuki's call for help. Enough to give you nightmares. You remember what happened next?
I do, but remind me.
I remember Connor taking charge. Connor rallied the troops to save our friends. Came back with a goddamn rover, too. He and his team are already out the door before I could even call Gerhard's wife. Where the hell did that Connor and I go? All it took was a little nudge from Tim.
Indeed.
Sounds reasonable.
At one point, all of us looked to you as family. You annoyed us from time to time, but we would have gladly stuck our neck out for you if the situation warranted. Then turned on us. On your family. You hurt us. Whatever you and Tim planned to do, you failed. All you were able to accomplish was destroy our trust in you. So stop with the fake kindness and advice and warnings, this bygones be bygones facade. The least you can do is follow your orders, keep your mouth shut, and maybe, just maybe, you'll survive this. That choice is yours, which is a level of clemency that I know I would never grant you.
Lovely speech, Nicole. Powerful.
Like I said, choice is yours.
next day. MECT emergency return vehicle, 1. Earth orbit. November 23rd. 9 days until close approach launch window.
Cut thrusters.
Thrusters cut.
Nearing position.
I know, I see it. Just about there. Bo, brief pulse on thruster 11.
Thruster cut.
We're in position, Omar. Hercules docking bay is straight ahead.
All right, copy that, Danny. Make sure those coordinates are programmed to our thruster system.
Coordinates programmed? We're good.
4 second burn.
Copy. Start the clock at 5 seconds. Engine burn in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Cut engines.
Captain Shaw, all thrusters on.
Thrusters engaged.
Start the timer, Faye.
Countdown begun. 90 hours, 8 minutes until arrival at Space Station Hercules.
ERV-1, elevator orbit station, come in.
Orbit station, Leslie and I see your engine burn in position. Beautiful work.
Be sure to update Jarvis Island and HQ on our status. Alright, we're gonna read up on our mission dossiers and procedures for a few hours before turning in. ERV-1, out. Over.
Copy, Omar. Over and out.
Ready for that treatment now, Fedor.
Let's have it. Holland, bring up procedure 005A3.
On it.
Alright, we're away, guys. A little over 19 hours until we dock with the space station and bring it over to dock with the orbit station. Allow yourselves 5 hours of rest and use the rest of that time to study up.
1 year today. 1 year since MECT-1 launched from low Earth orbit. Now look what we are doing.
Next day.
Any better since you started using the braces?
I'm getting accustomed to shitting myself every time I stand up. That's better than I was, right?
You're mobile, Paul.
That's definitely progress.
Perhaps you can hand wash my undies next time, Walter. See what progress looks like up close. I'll leave you three alone for a bit.
Call me immediately. Okay.
Yes, Chloe.
How's he doing? Be honest. Honestly, I think his improvement is stunning. 3 broken ribs, 2 broken knees with surgery, and he's already moving around. I mean, he can't exercise to the extent that we can, so bone density decrease is still an issue, but considering what he's had to endure, the advancement he's shown to this point is beyond encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've received the final results from your amniocentesis test.
Yeah?
Now, if you'd like to wait until next week when Sam returns with the ultrasound machine, we can...
Chloe.
Right. Well, we found no abnormalities in her chromosomes, nor any genetic defects. Definite plus. We truly had no idea what her genes would be like, considering she's the first human being to ever be conceived on Mars. But
her?
She looks to be a normal, healthy baby. Lungs are maturing steadily, no alarms, stable glucose levels. All in all, shipshape.
Wait. She?
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
You mean?
I mean, you're having a girl. The first baby born on another planet will be a girl.
Well... I'll be goddamned.
Planum, Austral, South Pole Thermonuclear Array, Site 2, 83 degrees, 5 minutes, 10.37 minutes south latitude, 145 degrees, 35 minutes, 37.75 west longitude.
Thank you for the update, guys. It's tremendous. We're going to finish loading Thermonuke 2, then we'll set up our THU. Vasily, over and out.
Ain't that something? The first child on Mars.
I can't believe it's in such good health. I suppose we'd underestimated the shielding strength of Colony 1.
I wonder what they'll name her.
Always like the name Oksana.
I like Iris.
That's good. My mother's name was Mila. She passed away when I was 4. Not many lasting memories of her. Therefore, no prejudices. It's a pretty name. Eat in the middle. I'll take your end. Repeat the process from the first nuke.
You don't want me to take the back?
Eat in the middle, exactly like the first one. You have to consider her parents, though. Americans, with the capital A.
Yeah, you got that right. You two in position?
Nah, fuck this.
Connor.
Connor, get back here. Connor!
Or else what? What are you gonna do if I say fuck the both of you and stop helping? Then what?
Okay.
Hey. Come here, Connor. No, don't touch me.
Down on your knees. I'm tired of this. You ask, or else what? You want to know what happens? Let me show.
Nicole, could you help me hold him down?
Bring the winch cable with you, too.
On it.
Turn off me!
It appears Connor has forgotten my previous occupation back in the war. It was quite inventive during interrogations with enemy combatants. Hold him down.
Stop your fidgeting.
Get off me, you bitch.
Let him go, Nicole. Help drag him the rest of the way.
Fucker, what the hell are you at?
You're facing your time if you think you can run away. Come with me. Several people decided you were special. You were handpicked out of thousands of qualified candidates to be one of the first people to set foot on another planet. Millions of people put their faith in you. They looked to you as a symbol of strength and perseverance. You were selected.
I swear to God, if you kick me one more time, I will fucking break you.
No, you won't.
Let me up! Goddamn you!
Was it all a deception? Did you ever even want any of this? Why did you want to come to Mars, Connor?
Hey, Vasily, stop! What the fuck are you? No!
You don't want to take part in this mission anymore? That's fine. This is the alternative you've chosen.
Vasily, get me out of here! Vasily, get me the fuck out of here! Vasily!
So many people had such high hopes for you.
Vasily, get me the hell out of here!
What was your endgame in all of this? What was your goal?
Get me out of here! Vasily!
My goal? Lower the winch cable. Lower him down.
Vasily!
Copy.
Nicole, stop!
Hold? You are now hanging freely above over 3 kilometers of darkness. Now, if you agree to do as you're told and follow orders, I'll take you out. If you choose to keep on like this, we'll lower you down and you will stay there throughout the night every night.
You're wasting your time talking to him, Vasily.
Connor, how do you wish to proceed?
All right. Just get me out of here. I'll play ball. I'll stop the bitching and whining, okay? I'll do whatever you ask. Just get me out of this pit.
Good. Hearing that is a start. Nicole, lower him down.
What? You said I could decide.
Changed my mind.
Vasily, don't you fucking do this. Stop. Let me out of here. Let me the fuck out of here.
Nicole, give me my tablet.
Vasily! Nicole! Vasily, I'll play ball, okay? I'll play ball.
Hold, Nicole. That's good. Lock that in place there.
Oh, God, Vasily, please, let me out of here.
Elena Torres, born July 20th, 2022. Father, Gustavo Torres. Mother was Ana Torres. She had a younger sister named Rosario. Graduated with honors from University of Texas, El Paso, with a degree in mechanical engineering. Joined MECTI shortly after. She was always so enthusiastic about everything, even odd at times. Her constant optimism, no matter what.
Vasily, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about Elena.
She loved her work. She loved the people she worked with, always ready with a compliment. I never met someone who had any bad thoughts towards her. Everyone was a friend. Until you came to Mars, she even considered you a friend, Connor.
Vasily, please, let me out of here. I was only following Tim's orders. You know what it's like.
No, Lieutenant Nye. I have no idea what it is like to be you. Whenever you think we're going overboard with our treatment of you, I want you to remember something. Remember the face of Elena Torres. Remember the face of the person who considered you a friend. And remember, you're still alive because we allow it.
Vasily!
Nicole, lower him down to 300 meters and lock the cable in place.
Oh, come on, man.
Let him dangle there for the night.
Look,
he's earned it.
Vasily!
Copy that.
Vasily, come back, get me out of here! No, stop! Vasily! Nicole!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
ERV-1, low Earth orbit, 9 days to close approach launch window.
We are reading successful interface leak check. Confirm you had the same.
Orbit station, ERV-1, we read successful leak check 2. Both. Engage docking locks.
Copy. Engaging locks now.
Standing by to open hatch.
Roger, Danny.
Locks engaged.
Copy that. Open hatch. Great work. We have now accomplished the easiest objective of this entire mission.
Well, hoorah to that.
Hatch is open. Confirm successful docking with Space Station Hercules.
We have 9 days until the arrival of the close approach launch window. And we need to get started with retraction and removal of all docking extensions.
Methuno 17th, Colony 1. 7 days until close approach launch window.
I think you'd be stupid to think there wouldn't be delays with so many moving parts to this operation. As long as we get them in transit to Mars by Cancer 10th, we're fine.
I still have a week to work with. Even then, probably shouldn't risk it, though.
No true rush with the magnetic guidance network, though I'd like to have it tested and ready before I head up to orbit with Nada.
You have my solemn vow that once we finish up with this last nuke tomorrow, then I'm going to try to get back as soon as I can.
Colony 1 to Master Rover 3. Signals open.
Anything we can do to help them speed up with the launch vehicle?
Likely not. Fedora's got double the amount of people working on the construction that we called for. All we can do is let them do their thing and hope it goes according to procedure.
Master Rover 3 to Colony 1. Good morning, Kaya. Tim and I are going to eat some breakfast, then make our way around the southern slope in order to reach our supplies.
Sounds good, Sam. Keep us updated. Over and out.
Tim's been making good progress on the Forge, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been creating magnets faster than we planned for. Guess sitting around all day locked in your quarters gets boring.
I can attest, it does.
I'd love to have someone with that level of productivity these days, though since he cooled off in the extraction pit the other day, he's been a bit better. Thanks for the landing sequence manuals, by the way. Makes for some good reading when Vasily's on descent. We're going to need to simulate like crazy once we get up to the tarantula and get her back online. Anyway, going to head outside and get harnessed up for Nuke 4 extraction. Take care, guys.
We've still got a few hours until we get to the landing basin, so me and I are going to enjoy the scenery and our own company for a bit.
Please kill me.
It's all coming together. Someone pinch me.
Austral, South Pole Thermonuclear Array, Site 4, 83 degrees, 10 minutes, 54.90 seconds south latitude, 166 degrees, 18 minutes, 28.36 seconds west longitude. Duration of extraction operations, 5 hours, 32 minutes.
Oh man, that's a big one.
Keep focused, Nicole. You're almost finished.
You're right. Sorry. That should do it, Vasily. Fire up the drill.
Copy. Activating drill.
We're in business.
Master Holder 1.
Trying to turn myself around. Damn, this tunnel is narrow.
Take your time, Nicole. That drill moves at the snail's pace.
Fucking zip ties. What the fuck?
Alright, I'm facing out now. Go ahead and start retracting my winch key.
Copy.
Son of a bitch.
Connor? You still alive up there? Haven't heard a beep since dinner.
You're complaining?
Spasm in my left leg has been torturing me for the last couple hours and hasn't gone away, and I've been having an itch in my back.
Good to hear.
Poor little guy.
Seat night will be done in about 4 hours, give or take.
Aww, I hope he's okay.
Keep focused on clearing the path of ice on your way up. Connor's fine.
Goddamn zip ties. Break!
Master Rover 3. Tartarus Montes.
Alright, I think this is about as close as we're gonna get. Let's get outside and take a look on how to get up to their resting place.
Fucking hell.
Out.
Supply landing zone. Amazonas Planitia.
You keeping it a secret?
Yeah. What's the big deal?
It's not a big deal.
We'll tell you all when we're ready.
Okay. Sure.
Go ahead and pull the marker, Pete.
On it.
Nice when Tim and Connor get back. Additional hands with these magnets will be lovely.
They're extracting the last nuke tomorrow and beginning the return journey the day after that, so you know. Light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah. Once Sam and Tim come back, I'm gonna need as many hands as I can get on this thing. 3 weeks is cutting it close.
I hear you. Let me help you with this one.
Obviously, we need to finish making all the magnets first. Thankfully, Tim's proven himself more than capable.
One, two, three.
I see the supply capsules, right where the GPS said it would be. There's the rover. And their housing unit.
I'd venture to guess they're still inside, too.
And if not, we're going to spend as much time as we need looking for them.
Sam. Everything you'd said after the greenhouse. Lisa, she kept me in check, and when I lost my wife, I fell off the rails. Whatever good I'd done before then, that, the wrecked rover, Orlando and Jennifer, David and Alina, that is the legacy I've created. What Lisa would have thought of me. What I'd done. She would have fought against me. I know someday there'll be an accident. Maybe the sprinkler system activates when I'm in the magnet forge. Maybe there's a pressure breach in my suit during an EVA. I expect it, and frankly, I'm due. All the same, if I ever get the chance, I'd like to commit one good act before the end. Years from now, our descendants will look back on us, the few remaining humans who used instinct and expertise to save themselves from extinction. And they'll know I tried to stand in your way. I'm the villain. But like I said, if there's a way I can actually contribute before that happens, that's all I want. Who knows? Maybe one day they'll look back and say, sure, the man was an absolute monster, but he did that one thing, and it helped.
We're wasting daylight, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Sure.
Nicole. No, goddamn zip ties. Why? predict Sam's decisions, but once we reach that point, I don't see any real use for them anymore. As you said, every day they exist, they remain a threat. 140 meters.
Fuck. Okay. Gonna die. If breaking your wrist is what it takes, so be it.
Fuckers deserve to burn weeks ago when Sam has him in the airlock. Would have been better off had he followed through.
Everyone on Earth knows what Tim and Connor have done here. They know the dangers these two pose to the mission.
Not
in the
rover. What is he talking about?
Connor.
What's going on? I can't see. Vasily. Vasily.
Connor. Step away from the nukes.
Wait, he's... What?
Connor. You asked me 2 days ago. What did I come to Mars for? The same thing we all came here for.
Connor, don't! Vasily, stop him!
Connor. Step away. You know what's just brilliant, Vasily? The last conversation of both of your lives is gonna be about little old me. Connor.
Connor, no!
Goodbye.
Connor!
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.